All right, folks, I'm going to call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, November 20th, 2024. Please set your phones on stun and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, nice to see you. Will you call roll, please?
Absolutely. Tom Wyszynski.
Present.
Tom Gazdecki.
Present.
Anthony Brodnicks. Absent. Derek Nimitz.
Here on Zoom.
Dave Castellanos. Absent. Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Ochi. Absent. LaVon Whitaker.
Present.
William Baker.
Present. We have a quorum. Next up is the approval of minutes from October 16th, 2024. Any modifications, motions? What say you?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion that we approve the minutes from the October 16th, 2024 meeting to be approved as written.
There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
And we have a second. Any discussion? Be there none. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. They're out there forever to see. Next up, Chairman's report that BI, thank you for coming. The inaugural meeting of our new location that is not Munster Town Hall. It's going to be an office that not only serves the public meeting, but it's also going to be command central should there ever be an event. Also, we'll have O&M meetings here as well as the advisory board meetings. So it's a multifunctional space, and I think it turned out well. We're not here to talk about office. We're here to talk about this being a $275 million man-made flood control project. That if it's not maintained, you have issues like what we see from those pictures back in the corn from September 2008. That's why we're here. That's why we do this. This is to make sure that the community is protected from Mother Nature. But if you have any insight into Mother Nature, she doesn't like to try to be controlled. If we get 10 gallons of water for our 5-gallon bucket, there's going to be some issues. We're far better prepared today than we were prior to September 2008. We have collaborations with all of the communities within the watershed. They're involved in the advisory meetings I mentioned earlier. They're involved with the O&M meetings. So we do a lot of work for planning for something that we hope never shows up ever again in our community. But by doing this and maintaining this project and doing it to the specifications of the Army Corps of Engineers, we're able to take 4,000 properties out of mandatory flood insurance. That is a requirement for most federally secured mortgages. That being said, that money goes right back into the community every year, every year. That being said, enough talking about that. I'm going to make something for the sake of time and move one of the items, 8A on the agenda for a motion and move that up now because we have a lot of bids that came in that need to be opened. So for the sanctity of time, I'd like to move other issues, new business 8A, up until this slot on the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we allow our executive director to open the bids for the CCTV inspection of the pipes penetrating a levee in the Gary North, Gary South, and the NDOT segments of the project and award each segment individually to the lowest and most responsive bidder, pending review by the engineer, attorney, and staff.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion, Mr. Repay? What do we got here?
Currently, we have five different companies bidding on three segments. This was broken up into Gary North.
Hold on a second, Jody.
Gary South. Oh, I'm opening two.
Okay.
And the four culverts that run underneath Georgia and I-94.
And we do this how often?
Every 5 years, as directed by the Army Corps of Engineers.
Every 5 years. Okay, there's a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Yeah. Either none to open the bids. Go ahead, Jody.
We're open.
Tom Wyszynski?
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes. Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Dave Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Motion passes. Next up is the finance report of the approval of the claims for November 2024. We need a motion to move that forward. What say you, gentlemen?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd make the motion that we approve the claims for November 2024 in the amount of $1,156,620.21.
There's a motion to approve the claims. Is there a second?
Second.
And we have a second discussion. Mr. Repay, paying the bills.
Yeah, I'm going to try something different since we've got technology. Yeah, it works. We tested this. We're going to go over all the different claims that we have, or at least the larger ones. And then if you have questions, I'd certainly try to take your questions and answer them. We'll start with the City of Crown Point for $235,280.47. That's for Sarman Woods. The only part that's remaining on that is the retention that we're holding back for the completion of that project. So they've done all the storm sewer work that we paid for and the detention work, but we have to double check it, and we'll get that probably in the spring. We have two claims for Lake County Parks, one for $28,964. That is for the Three Rivers Park. That's the area opposite of the Rock Riffle. And we, as a part of an application, said that we've helped pave the roads and some of the pathways in that area. So that's reimbursing that. And then $21,200 for the Little Kemet Conservation Collaborative. That those are the invoices that came in as a part of the Autobahn and the Wetland Initiative. We have site services. We have four separate sites for site services. They were the lowest bidders for the parking lot pavement in Hobart, as well as the trails in Hammond, Highland, and Gary. So each one of those, one's $84,236, one's $79,310, $28,890, and $141,778. I believe it's 90%. We have a 10 or 95%. We have 5% retainage, and we're going to double check their work and see, to make sure it's complete the way we wanted to, and then we'll release that retainage once it is. We were pleased with the way it looked, but we wanted to just give it a month or so to see, make sure everything settled in. Addition to that, Wiltshire Services for clearing blockages. All this is sort of in my report as well, my executive director report. So you'll see pictures there for $110,500 to clear the segment between Twin Creeks and Main Street. And U.S. Geological Survey for $29,106. That's our quarterly payment for the stream gauges. And then I don't know what else I can hit on.
Any questions for Mr. Repay about the bills? So are we, the one thing with the bills, are now where will we know on these draws for watershed projects and engineering work on whether or not those have been completed and what stage we're in? Is that going to be through Project Tracker, or
yeah,
is that something we track on claims?
And actually, over the last couple weeks, myself and Jody have gone through Project Tracker, eliminated projects that are no longer existent or have timed out. For instance, there were a couple for an engineering company that a specific project for us, and we both mutually agree that that project has been terminated, so you will not see that on Project Tracker anymore.
Well, so, I mean, I just bring it up because I noticed from the City of Crown Point on that Sowerman Woods application that you mentioned it was all done except for the
retainage.
Mm-hmm. But then there was one item up there to Structure Point for $2,800, and was just curious how that fell into that statement.
That's a separate agreement with Structure Point because they are doing the oversight and construction management.
So they're doing the construction management, which is different from the project.
So they're watching how much, because I believe initially that was a $2.4 million project or $2 million project. So they're making sure that what is happening. I can only get out there so many times, right, to Sowerman Woods, and so that's what they're doing for us.
Copy that. But there, I would assume since the project's done, we're done with the oversight.
And then besides releasing the retainage, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Repay on the bills?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Dan, a couple of the Garcia expenditures, they're listed as maintenance. Are they more oversight of the project or a maintenance project? Just as it's classified in the bills,
correct?
Maybe clean that up, maybe.
So for the one maintenance of GIS, they maintain our GIS for acquisitions of properties. So when we acquire new properties, as we have done 42 properties on the last commissioner sale, we send them the deeds and the information. They highlight it within our what we call a ribbon map. And that's what the maintenance part of it is. They have developed the GIS, we supply them the information, they populate it.
What caught my eye was the $25,500 for culvert maintenance. It sounds like they're actually doing the maintenance on the face of the bill, not within the itemized.
No, that would be them helping us with the culvert inspection specs that we put out for bid that are under here. Correct.
Any other questions on the bills? Online? No. Be there none. We have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Tom Gostecki.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes. Yes.
Ron, Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Levon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Paying the bills. Next up is Executive Director's report. Mr. Repe, what's happening in the field?
So we are opening the culverts, which is pretty important to us as far as getting to be compliant with the Army Corps. And so that's a major component for us, of course, to able to share. Okay. We're also finishing off the Heart Ditch Stabilization Phase 4, which is Fran Lynn to Main Street. So Fran Lynn going north to Main Street. The last component to that is planting the trees. And believe it or not, never heard of this before, but trees are on back order. So they can't plant the trees now. It is too late in the season to plant them, so they'll have to plant them in the springtime. But we have already have applied for a permit going forward, where we're going to take it from Fran Lynn going north to roughly in the Independence Park. That's the next segment. It's going to cost, we're hoping, approximately $1.5 million, which should leave us about one or two more phases to go before we make it to the confluence of Schoon Ditch and Katie Marsh Ditch. That's when we get into Hill and Vale, which is going to be a little bit more expensive, but we don't know exactly what that's going to look like as far as price. But we're looking to do the next two phases in the next 2 years.
But the phases are going to, you said only two phases, stopping at Schoon Ditch, which is the NIPSCO easement. What about from that north to Ridge Road and then Ridge Road to the high velocity channel at the river?
That hasn't been engineered yet. Because of its steepness of the embankment, we're not going to be able to do as much work as fast as we have been doing in the past. In this segment here, especially between Main and Fran Lynn, we've had previous work by the municipality and by the county that has done work for incremental stabilization. So we didn't have to do the full length of that stabilization. When it gets past Schoon Ditch or that easement that you're talking about, there's really very little stabilization work that has been done, and it's in worse shape.
Yeah, never.
Correct.
So from the standpoint of getting done through the phases that we have engineering, mm-hmm. Let me rephrase that. The engineering has been done up until the NIPSCO easement.
Price projections, okay. And what we believe we're going to need.
All right. And then as far as the timing to get through that, and I'm bringing it up just not a quiz, but to see whether or not and when we start looking for engineering solutions for that segment north of the easement,
yeah.
Or NIPSCO.
So timing would be phase 5 is going to be next year. We should be awarded the permits early in 25. 26 will be phase six, which will get us to that easement the way we look at it. And then, so we should probably begin doing the engineering and looking forward late next year so that we're prepared for 27, 28. It's just going to be a lot more of the gabion baskets in that area than it is where we have more land that we've been working with in the previous segments.
Just so the record knows, Mr. Ochi has arrived. Thank you for all of the challenging, traffic coming in from the city.
Sorry for being late.
All right.
So in addition to that stabilization, we're also doing some minor stabilization in Gary, Hammond, and Highland as a part of a 408 permit. The Gary work is really off of between Grant and Chase Street. The work in Highland is just off of by the Sharp Complex, Athletic Complex. And then the Hammond work is off of North Top. And those were brought to us by the Army Corps, and we saw them as far as the inspections. And so in order to alleviate further damage to the levees, that's what we're in the process of doing. So we're hoping those permits come to us soon, as well as the improvements of the sluice gates. And you know what? I'm going to go through these pictures. That will help, show people. And since we've got enough TVs, and I can explain why we have the TVs. Each TV, by the way, just for the record, I know you don't want to talk about the office, is designed to have a separate case on it. So in a perfect world, or in an unperfect world, when we're dealing with a flood emergency, this could be our radar, this could be our pump stations, this could be the gauges, this could be our televised monitors of all the cameras that we have out there, and one could be used for a Zoom meeting if we have to share a screen. So we didn't expect to have the projector down, but each one of these are a separate area where you can go and view different information if you assume everyone is going to be in this room. And this is all backed up by power, secondary power generator, so that if we happen to lose power, this is going to be available to them. So just want to hit on those small details. With respect to the Hart Ditch clearing, I've got some pictures here that show what the work has been done and what we were doing in Hart Ditch with Wiltshire. You will see on that picture alone, you have the large trees that have fallen in, as well as the tires. So we were trying to clear out some of that material. And a lot of it is, you see the embankment. This is the part that hasn't been stabilized. This is south of 45th, actually south of Twin Creeks. It's between Twin Creeks and Main Street. Main Street is actually that bridge in the background that you see.
This is north of Main Street.
This is north of Main Street, south of Twin Creeks or Park West subdivision.
This is a while ago.
No, this was this summer. We hadn't done it in 7 years prior. So we try to go back just to make sure that the water is flowing. We had a lot of trees that had fallen in and they were dying. You still see a lot of elm and ash trees that are in this area. We also have to deal with the burrowing animals. More than likely, that is either the groundhog or a fox. So those are things that we are constantly working at. We'll move on. You talk about what's happening next year. This is one of the issues that we applied for a 408 permit with the Corps to change this. This is an underground sluice gate. So if you see the latch on there, we have to actually pull that hood back or the cover back, and we send people in there. There is no locking mechanism that we can lock the door out. So one person's holding it while someone is down, or two people are down in the well in a confined space to do it. So as what our plans are is to bring that to grade and above, so that we'll be like every other gate where you can do and work above ground, which is a heck of a lot safer. These are PLC upgrades I didn't talk about in our in the claims, but this is a GLEM upgrading. This is particularly the Grant East station. This is the one that they have to do by hand. They have to do also by hand Gary North Burr or Burr North, but thankfully, the Grant West one is just an entire unit that will be placed in site. But they've been working pretty good, and this weather now has changed, so they're not really not ideal weather. This is an issue that we've been dealing with a lot now that it's hunting season, and hunting season's in full bloom now. This is just off of Clark, just east of Clark, where people are moving the boulders that we just placed down to secure the levee. It's two things. One, it's not great to have hunters out on the property, but two, by them doing this, we have to then maintain and fix. That's a part of the levee, so now we're going to have to go in and fill that in with dirt and material and grow grass here. This is just the beginning part of the crack and seal coating. This is just, happens to be off of, I think it's either Calhoun or Colfax, not sure, don't remember, but that's the first part of the seal cracking, and then they coated it later on. But that project, all of, from Burr to Klein Avenue, where the railroad tracks, is all complete, as is all of Gary South. So the next segment would be Gary North, and that may be next year or the year before, depending on how much work we have done. Should I hit the lights? Are you guys having a tough time seeing or no? You good? For audio or visual?
Clear.
These are the parking lots, and Derek is more familiar with them because Derek deals with these nature areas. This one, I believe, this one, they're both off of Hobart. This is the larger one. Off of, I think this is 53rd, where as a part of the agreement with DNR, we said that we would pave and stripe the parking lots. We'll also add some fencing here next year, and this will be a natural area for everyone to park and wander through. These are our good folks doing the security cameras at the Natural Spring. We got that all accomplished and done this year. And let's see, I'll stop sharing. I'll just exit. And that way we can, if assuming my computer is still up and running, it is. We'll, so these are, this is the current view. That's not the current view. We found a deer out there that everyone wanted to see what was out there during the middle of the night. But we'll go live with the new cameras. And it's snowing now, if you can see that. But we have...
Yay!
Yeah. Maybe those were reindeer. We just didn't realize it yet. But so these are the cameras now that we have. It's lit, and we have cameras. These cameras are all tied in with the Gary Police Department. So if there's ever an issue, we may not be able to get a license plate, but I would tell you certainly if we were able to get a make model, they have license plate readers that could eventually get to it. As I've told you in the past, we've had some theft out there, but I'm hoping that that doesn't occur anymore. So with that, we can monitor this at any time, and we can, I can do it at home, and we can do it here. And as I said, we can monitor. I can get this thing up to 20 different monitors. We have enough of them if you really were bored to see it. But I'm doubting you are, but if you have questions, I'd be happy to.
All right, back to the commissioners. Any questions for Mr. Repay about what's going on in the field?
I have a couple questions.
Sure. Mr. Castellanos, have at it.
Okay, thank you. Dan, first of all, thanks a lot. Those are great pictures. I'm just curious, the PLCs that you showed us on there, mm-hmm. and the one over on the and the spring, as far as the electrical, we talked about some security issues regards to protecting them so that the people don't break into them and try to take the wires and break mm-hmm. it down. I want to find out, have you done anything in that area?
Well, we knock on wood, we haven't had any theft recently since we put these cameras up, as I will probably curse myself. But just to give you an idea, so this is Marshalltown Pump Station.
Right.
And when someone goes there, you see the little block boxes, or so there's some movement that is happening out there. But we can go down and record anyone that has been there. It's also our way of checking when people go work on our pump stations. I could go back and see who's there, what time, right. and if they went there. So we haven't had any theft. We did report any theft. We replaced the grate that was stolen at the Natural Spring, and we fixed the bollard. Gary did that for us. So, like I said, thankfully we haven't had any since we've added this. I don't mean to curse myself, but these cameras have been very helpful. It also helps myself to be able to look at this and like I'm doing like right now, and just I could populate all these areas and look at whatever I need to, and then I could also work off of our gauges. So this one can be a little bit difficult because of now it's snowing in Lake Station, just to report everyone. But this is the parking lot. It's a lot clearer when it's not snowing, but during the daytime, you'll see, and you can see a car coming down 29th Street right now, right at us. So
sure.
Great. And the other thing I want to compliment you, because I was at a community meeting about two Thursdays ago, and a number of people commented the fact that they were glad to get down there during the evening and get water.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that they really appreciate that.
I just was showing, earlier today, someone, it was 1:30 in the morning, and right. Someone was down there getting water. And there's right. A light down exactly. There, and it activated, but that's what it's meant for.
And
it's access.
Is that it, Dave?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Repay about what's happening in the field?
Is Sowerman Woods almost done? Is Sowerman Woods almost done?
Yeah, it is. It's just for our purposes, it's done with as far as stormwater. They're putting up courts and they're putting up walking trails. I've gone out there. I took some pictures. But as far as the infrastructure being attached to the detention pond, which is what the main intention for our purposes were. As you said, we didn't want to pay for the recreational component. It's all done. They just, I don't imagine it being released until the spring, but.
I think that's all. Yeah.
Anybody else? Going once, going twice. Thank you, Mr. Repay. Moving back to the other issues, new business. How are we doing on the CCTV? Can we close that up, or should I keep moving along?
Well, I think we have it. Well, Jody has it. She did the work, not me. And just for full clarification, it's we're doing it based off of what we read. This is all has to go through our engineer and our legal. So if I misread or we miswrote down someone's bid, it will be clarified, in the future. So we'll start with Gary North, Taplin Group, LLC, 600. And by the way, I'll have this all provided for everyone afterwards, $639,137.78. National Power Rodding for Gary North, $2,194,100. Hassey Construction, $332,203. Brimmer Construction, $192,783. Gary Up Construction, $292,725. Once again, I'll have this all. We'll just make photocopies and you can have these for yourself. Gary South, Taplin Group, LLC, I think I'm saying that correct, $419,676.15. National Power Rodding, $1,211,302. I'll just stick with that. Hassey Construction, $178,478. Grimmer Construction, $118,597. And then Gary Up Construction, $197,500. We'll move on to the final one, which is the NDOT, which are the four culverts that run underneath 94, and then the four culverts that run underneath Georgia. Taplin Group, LLC, $1,196,466.38. National Power Rodding, $3,988,500. Pretty impressive. Hassey Construction, $327,485. Grimmer Construction, $386,601.00. And Gary Up Construction, $898,500. So that's the unofficial numbers. I will make copies if anyone wants them. As the motion says, we will review it with our attorney and as well as the engineer.
That it? For that? All right. Thank you. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to act on agreement with DLZ Indiana LLC for engineering services to update plans and other required construction documents and permits for the replacement of the existing Kennedy Avenue Bridge over the Little Calumet River in the amount not to exceed $567,910, pending review by director, executive chairman, and attorney.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay.
The purpose, and I'm happy for it, is to get the engineer, the plans for Kennedy Avenue back up and ready. It's been 7 years, almost 8 years since we have last designed it. Standards have changed not only in Department of Transportation, but core standards as well as Cayman and Island have some say because of the developments they have on both sides. And so we need to clean up some of the language, but this will update the plans, make sure the plans are currently up to the proper specifications so that they can be bid out, I believe, by the timeline that they have scheduled for the fall of 2025. And I am most excited about getting Kennedy Avenue done.
Why?
It's the lowest spot in the system. It's our biggest threat as far as flooding. And we spend a lot of time, energy, and money trying to unblock a lot of stuff that gets snagged up underneath that. I will further emphasize it is our lowest spot in the system. It will be one of the first spots that we have to close in the event of a high water event.
So since it's been 8 years, a lot of the discussions we've been having had to do with trying to secure additional funds, primarily from the federal government. I take that's a no-go anymore.
Yeah, that's it's just difficult with getting federal that you get in line and someone will undoubtedly usurp you and jump in front of you. Something's more important. So instead of waiting for that, I think you guys have made the decision that we've just got to take it, because ultimately they're going to look at us as the responsible party as to what is happening. And
happy that. Any other questions on this one?
I have a point of clarification. When we say act,
yes, sir.
Is that the same as approved, Mr. Wicklund?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Dan, how many, you mentioned putting up posts at Kennedy, or do we have to, how many sandbags or whatever?
Hammond and Highland both got approved for alternative closures. What they do is they use a combination of Jersey barriers and sandbags, and they wrap the bisqueen over the top of the wall. They basically build a wall in that area. I will tell you, in 2008, when I was on the city council, it was where I was stationed to go for the city of Hammond. That's where I met Chief Timmer. He said, you have 1 hour to evacuate all the people that are in this hotel because they're going to close that bridge down. Kennedy Avenue is not a special place in my heart, but it's something I definitely remember on that Sunday morning.
So this installation design of this bridge would do what for that aspect? That would no need to close it?
Yeah, you would not have to close it. The approaches would be redesigned off of 94 to make way to make the grade up above the elevation. So we wouldn't have to do a closure. You also have to be careful about getting into the Cracker Barrel development and the Byway Brewing development. And then the opposite side, you have to make sure it's designed in such a way that it doesn't impact their public works garage or the other development on the other side. So it's actually going to be pretty, there's a lot of work to be done on the Hammond side as the approach to get to that bridge.
Okay.
But once that's done, that would eliminate a closure that is early on in the process.
And last but not least, can you, in terms of the motion and the amount, kind of speak to the concern as a result of what happened in Baltimore and the upgrades, and sort of shed a little light as to the price came in?
When the price came in, I was a little bit surprised, but, you know, a lot of things do happen in 7 years. One of the things that happened, and I didn't realize that would have an impact on it, but when that cargo ship hit the bridge in Baltimore, that's a navigable waterway. We're considered a navigable waterway. So now designing and protecting the piers that will be, there'll still be two piers. They won't be in the direct channel. They'll be on the inside the levee, but not in the main channel. there's ways and specifications now that you have to protect it so that nothing hits it and knocks the ridge down. So
all the barges that go by there?
Yeah. So I mean, the crazy canoe person that went by and hit it,
So our expectation as a deliverable as a result of this modification is going to take under consideration
all those changes have been made in the Department of Transportation, NDOT, Army Corps, and what we'll end up with is with a package that we can then bid out. And then it will be a 2-year construction project when it's done, because Highland and Hammond both do not want that entirely closed out at the same time. They want to maintain at least one lane in each direction. That carries, I believe it's 18,000-19,000 vehicles a day. So they don't necessarily want that to be put off onto things. But then again, when it's closed, when we have to close it, and it takes a while to close that bridge, then that 18 some thousand have to go someplace.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Anything else for Mr. Repay on this one? Either none. There's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Rosinski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes. Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along, next up is statements to the board from the floor, my favorite part. If you'd like to help us with this to make sure something like those September 2008 pictures don't happen again, please step up to the podium. You don't need a microphone anymore. It's all high tech. Going twice. Bring it back to the commissioners. Let's talk and see what they're on your mind. We're starting with you, Mr. Castellanos.
Oh, okay. Starting off with me. Good. Well, first of all, I congratulate Dan and Jody for an excellent place that they're giving us for and new technology. And at the same time, that the public can enjoy and see the work that we're doing. And we're looking forward to a good 2025 year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ochi.
I just want to say thanks to everyone who came out today, and everyone enjoy next week, Thanksgiving, with your families.
Mr. Gazdecki.
Echo Mr. Ochi's comments. Thanks, everybody. Hope you enjoy the new space and come to appreciate it. And hopefully we never really have to put it to its full test.
Amen. Mr. Wyszlinski.
Just want to thank Dan and Jody for the move to get us where we're at. And the fact that we don't have to worry about using other people's spaces anymore. Everybody come out and see the new place and what we have to offer now.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Certainly want to welcome everyone to our new facility. It is my hope that perhaps during less inclement weather that we sort of have a road schedule where people can come. I don't know if it's, you know, sometimes during this particular weather right here, it's not necessarily feasible, but hopefully we can have a road schedule maybe a couple times a year that we can go out into the public and still share our visibility with the participants in the community as well. The second thing is something for us to consider when we are opening the bids. Mr. Chair, I think it would be a good idea for, in light of some discrepancy that we've had a couple months ago, and Dan sort of clarified it today, and sort of doing our own pre-tab, but maybe something for us to consider in a land where everybody's lawsuit happy is that a board member, maybe the treasurer, takes a look at the what's been opened as well prior to the motion being the final motion being made. The final decision. Well, as we're opening them up, I understand we already make the motion to proceed. And then after that, it's all said and done. But just reading the same information and just making sure that we're all on the same page, that as a board, that we're in the clear as well. This is something to consider. That's all, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Mr. Ware. I just want to thank everyone for their attendance here this evening. Kudos to all those involved with the planning and the building of the new offices here and the meeting space. Good to have all of that combined for the staff and the ability, like was said earlier, I believe, by Commissioner Gostecki. Hopefully the need doesn't arise, but the opportunity to hold multiple agencies here in the event that it is needed is a great way to communicate with multiple agencies and communities. Wish everyone a great Thanksgiving and safe travels going home tonight.
Thank you. Mr. Nimitz.
I have nothing to add.
All right. Is this the one, Mrs. Lambert, you have something to say?
Nothing to add this time.
You got a brand new office. You did an excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thanks for coming to the party. We were thinking anybody was going to show. Mr. Wicklin.
Nothing to add.
All right. That being said, the next meeting is scheduled for December 18th, 2024. Check the website as far as the dates are concerned. And we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there second. A second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Thank you, everyone. Be safe. Happy Thanksgiving.